There is a better way. But there has to be another way, a way to say yes to our profound influence on our children's lives without taking total responsibility for those lives. There must be a way to dramatically influence the life of a child without resorting to programming and coercion. I call this third option scream-free parenting because it emphasizes a radical focus on and approach to calming our own anxiety. Again, not all of us scream at our children, but all of us do struggle with reactive behaviors. We may scream, we may manipulate, we may even use violence, or we may neglect, we may avoid, we may even withhold love. All of these are different examples of emotional reactivity, and as I said before, they are all just different ways of screaming. Scream-free parenting takes all of this reactivity incredibly seriously and says the only way to retain a position of influence with our children is to regain a position of control over ourselves. Initially, this type of intense self-focus may sound too selfish or even misguided. I need something to help me get my kids to behave, not me, you might protest. I promise that if you stick with me through the first part of this audio, you will see that it is all designed to make you far less selfish, far more mature, and far more capable as a parent. Capable of the type of influence your kids really need from you. For now, the bottom line is this. You need to be in control of the things you can control, and that starts and may end with you. You're responsible to your children, your spouse, your friends, and family members. You're accountable to them for how you think, feel, and behave toward them. I want you to actually say this out loud. I am responsible to my child for how I behave, regardless of how he or she behaves. Again, the focus is on you because ultimately you are the only one you can control. If you make sure you behave, even when your kids misbehave, then you have a greater chance of positively influencing the situation, any situation. That is scream-free parenting. In this audio, you'll hear several stories of parents facing the very situations you face. They range from the ordinary, such as bedtime struggles with a toddler, to the dramatic, such as the "Mom, I just got into a wreck" scenario we all dread. All these situations create anxiety, sometimes the intense, "I don't know if I can handle this" type of anxiety. And that's okay. This audio will help you face similar situations, whether your kids are tots or teenagers, with a renewed confidence in your own integrity. Becoming a scream-free parent involves a growing self-awareness, a greater sense of self-direction, and an increased willingness to take personal responsibility for your actions, regardless of the actions of those around you. Come to think of it, isn't that what we want for our kids? We want them to be self-aware, self-directed, and able to take personal responsibility for their actions. But they will never get there if we don't model it all for them. You see, this parenting stuff is more about us than it is about them. The first idea in this audio is, the greatest thing you can do for your kids is learn to focus on yourself. Getting rid of the weight of the responsible for model is the first step. In the rest of the program, we turn our focus toward all that's involved in your responsibility to your children. This will not be an easy journey. Once you turn the focus inward, you will always learn more about yourself than you wanted to know. Like how easily you allow access to your emotional buttons, hoping others just don't go there. Or how much you've been trying to teach your children lessons you have yet to learn yourself. Turning your attention to yourself is not a self-indulgent journey. On the contrary, it is all about discovering where you still need to grow. And that's what becoming scream-free is all about. Opening your eyes to your own continued maturity so you can lead your children toward theirs. I would tell you to hold on to your hat because it's going to be a bumpy ride. But then again, the last thing we need to do is keep wearing our silly hats. Reflection questions on Chapter 1. Number 1. The opening line of this chapter is, the greatest thing you can do for your kids is learn to focus on yourself. When you heard that line for the first time, what was your initial reaction? Number 2. Is your reaction any different now that you've heard the whole chapter? Number 3. Recall one of the times you have felt your children were out of control. If you had had greater control over your own emotions, how could the situation have had a different outcome? Number 4. In the past, What has prevented you from focusing on yourself? Was it fear of being self-centered? Fear of finding out things you didn't want to know about yourself? Fear of blaming yourself for everything and letting others off the hook? Number 5. What do you think are your responsibilities to each of your children?